Yes, time is on your side, and we're glad that all of you took time to be with us today, because it's going to be important time. We can talk about subjects in English. We can learn new things. So thanks for joining us today. Let's give everybody a big hand. Thank you for joining us and taking the time to be with us. And I want to thank the people who are panelists today who took the time to be with us. We're glad to have you with us today, Pauline.
Hey, it's definitely worth my time to be here. Thanks for having me.
And you know, Campbell, you have lots of things to figure out how to have time with your family and your work. So thanks for coming along to the class today.
Well, thanks for inviting me.
And then we have someone who's a little bit younger, Brendan. Brendan hasn't been out of school very long. But Brendan, did you have to learn how to manage your time even when you were in school?
Well, yes, you need to learn how to manage your time well when you're in school. I usually just sort of flew by the proverbial seat of my pants through college, and it worked for me, but I know that doesn't work for everyone, so, and even I had to plan some of my time.
And so you're going to have to keep learning, because that's timing. Planning your time is something we have to keep learning. Don't you think so, Pauline, as we go along?
Absolutely, and I think every time we step into a new chapter of life with new requirements, new priorities, we have to rearrange and relearn how to organize our time all over again.
And we often hear people say they don't have time for things. And so this article is timely. I mean, it's something that is important for all of us, whatever stage we're in our lives. So we're going to try to find out how we can stop feeling like we don't have enough time. I think that's worth talking about, don't you, Campbell?
Yeah, I definitely do. Because if you want to be successful in life, you need to learn how to get a handle on your time.
So if you have your Advance magazine, I hope you all do, then please turn to page 42. And we'll join in finding out more about how we can stop feeling like we don't have enough time. Are you all ready?
Yep.
Well, let's start reading the article on page 42, the first column.
Time is on your side. How to stop feeling like you don't have enough time. How frequently do the words, "I don't have time," pass your lips? Quite often, I'll bet. But here's some news for you. We all have 24 hours in each day. But how to allocate your time is up to you. Every time we say, "I don't have time," it makes us feel weak and out of control. We buy into the myth of the rush against the hourglass, the daily race we're all losing to get it all done. You are in control of your hours and your life. But you are likely wasting a lot of it. But I know it's not as easy as simply turning off the TV.
Okay, Bill, thanks for reading that article for us. And we're going to talk about the subject now is how frequently, which means how often do you say this? I know I've said it. Have you ever said it before, Pauline?
I probably have. It's a pretty common thing, I think, for people to say every once in a while.
I just don't have time. I'm sure you've said it, Campbell.
Yeah, I used to say it a lot until I realized what the next sentence says, is that everybody has the same amount of time. Everybody
That's
has 24
right.
hours.
We have to realize that there's no point saying that I don't have time. They'll say, well, you can make time.
Right.
You could if you wanted to.
Yes.
So sometimes that's kind of an excuse, isn't it?
Yeah, it can be a bit of an excuse. For those of us who were in school, sometimes we will feel like, especially in college, that we really don't have time because all of our professors are giving us all of the papers at the exact same time. But even then, we really could make time. It's just we'd have to give up something that perhaps we really don't want to, like sleep.
Yeah. Right, yeah. That's true. Okay, so we're going to find out more about how this Susie Moore feels. She wrote this article, and she said that a lot of people say this passes our lips. We say it. And we all have the same amount of time. And that's one thing that we had to learn. And now you say that to your kids sometimes, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, I really don't want my kids to use this excuse. Because
right.
the truth is, it's not about time, it's about how you use it.
Right. So how do we allocate our time? This word allocate is a very interesting word.
Yeah, it's a really good word. It means how you are organizing something that you have, your resources, how you're going to divvy that up. So sometimes we would use that referring to our money. So I've allocated or budgeted this amount of money for travel this year, that kind of thing.
How you give it to it. You give something to it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
What do you give up your time to? That's very important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we find that we use the word allocate specifically for resources that are being used to either do something or
right.
to build something. That is, you don't usually say, oh, I'm allocating cake to someone.
No.
You're talking specifically about something
right.
that you use to make something.
Right. So you give it to that. So every time you just say, I don't have time, well, the person that wrote this said she feels like it makes her feel weak and out of control.
Yeah.
And probably you say that when you say people are asking you to do something. You say, I don't have time, and you sort of feel a little frustrated or out of control, don't you?
Yeah, I think that's a really good point, that this isn't, it doesn't come across like you were really the master of your time, that you've made a decision about whether or not this is a priority or not. It sounds very much like somebody who is feeling out of control with the situation that they're in.
Yeah, and I think a lot of times people go through life feeling like their lives aren't theirs and that they have no power over what happens to them, but that's not true. You know, we all have the power to decide what we do with our time.
That's true. So we buy into this certain myth, which is not true. Now, when you say you buy into something, what does that mean?
It means you believe it. You know, mm-hmm. Another way that I
agree with it, right?
Yeah, I agree with it. You've convinced me. I buy it.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. And what do we buy into? What kind of myth do we buy into?
Well, in this case, we buy into the myth that we actually don't have time, and that, like, everything we're doing is a race against time. Like, we have to finish this project on time. We have to, in this case, rush against the hourglass or
the
daily
hourglass
race.
The hourglass is kind of, when people might say, what is the hourglass?
An hourglass was an item used to tell time. It was sort of like a timer. You had sand in this strange shape that would pour from one end to another, and
a little glass thing, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was made of glass, hence it was a glass. And it, whoever made it, figured out exactly how much sand they would need in order for
2 minutes, 3 minutes,
or in a case, an hour. Mm. They would have, it used to be 1 hour increments for this time, so they would flip the hourglass over, the sand would fall, and when the sand was finished falling, 1 hour exactly had passed. So
that was hard to make those hourglasses, wasn't it?
Yeah, that must have been
quite some people had them in their kitchen. They want to boil an egg for 3 minutes, and they turned it on, and as soon as the sand was gone, they knew it was up. But we got a lot better ways than that now.
Yeah, thank goodness.
But we use that phrase sometimes, mm-hmm. you know.
Right. Yeah.
To race against measuring the time, because in this daily race, we're all losing it to get everything done, and we feel like, oh, I just don't have enough time. The hourglass is mm-hmm. time's up, and I'm not ready.
Right.
We lose control.
Yeah, you feel like you have no power to fight against that. But I like what she says here. You are in control of your hours and your life.
Let's say that again.
You are in control of your hours and your life.
Now say that to some friend today. If somebody says to you they don't have time, what are you going to say?
You are in control of your hours and your life.
That's a good sentence to remember, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
But you're likely wasting a lot of it. And we all waste a certain amount of time.
Sure.
And yet sometimes when we take free time, it's not necessarily wasting it.
Mm-hmm.
If you take time to read or be by yourself, people will say you're wasting it. But I don't call that wasting my time.
No.
So what people call wasting your time, it depends on your value system.
Yeah. And I think there's also a certain amount of healthy mindset in taking some time to stop.
Relax.
And especially if you're in the middle of like a work day where you're working on the same project for many hours on end, there have been studies that have shown that it's good to just take a break, take 5 minutes, like let your mind at ease, go get water, go read something else that's relaxing, and then go back. Listen to Studio Classroom. And then go back to the project, and your mind will be fresher, and you'll be able to work more efficiently.
But, you know, sometimes we say we waste a lot of time watching TV. It depends a little bit on what you're watching on TV, too.
Mm-hmm. Or how much time you're spending watching TV.
So it's not easy to just say, turn off the TV. That's not necessarily the answer either, right?
Right.
So it's a good subject to talk about. So that's what we're going to talk about for the next 2 days here at the end of November. It's a good thing because, you know, Christmas is coming up, the end of the year. We're going to be busy. So let's figure out that time is really on our side. It's good. It's a good time to mention it, isn't it?
It sure is. It's very timely, like you said.
Yeah, it's going to be very busy for everyone for the next month, I suspect.
So let's read the very first one. Let's take the column 2 and read number 1.
Here are 4 concrete steps that will help you take back control and get time on your side. 1. Ask yourself, what activities really matter to me? Some popular responses I hear, outside of our jobs, cooking, date nights, Skyping family, reading, taking bubble baths, hanging out with friends, going to sporting events, and catching up on sleep. These are all awesome and important things if they make you happy. And all of these can be done over the course of a week. Think about it. If you work 8 hours per day and sleep 8 hours per day, you have 8 hours per day for everything else. Depending on your job, it could be a little less. Maybe 4 or 5 hours per day. But that's still plenty of time to whip up a nice dinner, enjoy some social time with people you love, and hit the gym. These hours exist. Acknowledge them.
When they say 4 concrete steps, concrete reminds me of like cement, you know, but it means definite steps. Here's 4 definite things that you can do. So that's good. We'll talk about 2 of them today and 2 tomorrow. That's a good idea, isn't it?
It sure is. I really like how many different ways we're learning to use the word control. We talked about being out of control, saying you don't have control over a situation. We use out of for that. If you're in control, that means you do have control. And now we're hearing another common phrase, to take back control. So you were out of control, didn't have control, and now you are going to get control over the situation.
So if you feel like you've lost control, then you want to take it back.
Exactly.
That's a good idea, isn't it? So what is the first one?
First one is to ask yourself what activities really matter to you.
Have you ever asked yourself that, Brent?
A lot, actually. And the answer keeps changing.
Well, it will keep changing, too, because at different times and different situations, different things matter to you. But we always have to keep considering what are the important things. It's kind of like our priorities.
Right.
They change into different situations that we're in.
Yeah, like for example, before I had kids, I loved to go to the gym. I would go to the gym pretty much every day. But after I had kids, you know, I decided I wanted to spend more time with my family and with my kids rather than spending that time in the gym.
That's true. They do change depending on where you are and what you're doing. And so you have to think what really does matter to you. Now, this person, this was a girl that wrote this, a lady, and of course she liked cooking, so most men wouldn't do that. Dating, that's always nice, Skyping and so forth, but I don't know about taking bubble baths. I'm not sure that Campbell would put that on his one, you know. But, you know, sometimes just taking a nice relaxing bath, or sometimes you can read in the bathtub if it's winter and it's cold, and you might want to spend a little time in the bathtub, but that's not a very, I don't think most people would put that very high on their list, would you?
No, I don't think so. Although I think it is talking about the idea of we should prioritize some sort of restfulness and alone time, right? Which that may be the way that she gets it is taking MOBA.
Right.
Others of us will choose other ways. Maybe it's going for a walk in the park or reading other things. But it is important to prioritize taking some time alone and relaxing, settling into.
That's what I think she's talking about, is relaxing time away from other people. And when you say we hang out with friends, we just use that hanging out all the time. Now, it used to be more of a slang word, but it really just means being with your friends, spending time with your friends. Now we just say, well, we're going to hang out. We don't really hang, you know, but it's kind of a very common expression, isn't it now?
Yeah, very, very common to use, just hang out, just relax.
What did you do? Well, we were just hanging out. It means you're just sitting around talking and stuff.
Spend time with each other.
Yeah,
spending time.
And, of course, go to sporting events like games or musical events. You might want to go to a concert or other kind of performances. And catching up on your sleep. If for some reason, like Brendan was said, in school they have to take a lot of tests, they might need to catch up on their sleep afterwards.
Yeah.
Or if you're on a project or you're out on a businessman and maybe you have meetings at night or in the morning, you might have to catch up on your sleep.
Or when you have kids.
And when you have kids, you definitely have to catch up on your sleep, especially when they're little if they keep you awake at night.
Yes.
Right? So you have to ask yourself, what things matter to me? And it says, these are all awesome. Now, I wouldn't say that, you know, taking a bubble bath is awesome, but the idea is that these things that you do are very important because they make you happy.
Mm-hmm.
But you can do those during the week. You don't have to do them every day.
Mm-hmm.
So you think about it. So what are we supposed to think about?
Well, the idea is a lot of people say they don't have time, but if you really think about how your time is broken up, and I mean this is true for most people, maybe not so much for parents, but 8 hours of the day you're working, 8 hours of the day you're sleeping, and then you have 8 hours to do everything else.
Every day.
Yeah, I think it's similar to the concept of budgeting, getting control over your finances. The first thing you need to do is take a long look at what you have and then how are you using it. So here we're saying, okay, what you have, everybody has the same amount of time. Everybody has 24 hours. Now let's start breaking down exactly where those hours are going, which ones are pretty much set for you, and which ones do you have some options.
Yeah.
It's true, because it depends a little on your job. Some people's jobs, they work more hours or different hours and so forth. But it's still, you can still whip up something, which means to do something at the last minute. Well, I think I'll just go whip this up. It doesn't mean you whip it up. It means that you just think of something and you go and do it, whether it's cooking a dinner or going out with some friends or hit the gym. You don't really hit the gym.
No, you're not going to punch the gym. You're going to go to the gym. This is another more casual phrase for saying you go to the gym.
Yeah, we're going to hit that. We're going to stop by there. Mm-hmm. So these hours do exist, and you must acknowledge, you will accept or recognize, yes, I do have this time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love the way that our reader read that. That last phrase is like, acknowledge them, acknowledge the hours. Very commanding.
Recognize that you have this time. That's true.
Exactly.
So what activities really matter to you? Now, Campbell, you were saying that. Now, you felt that you'd like to go to the gym, but then really, when you choose between going to gym or being with your children, then if you realize that the children are more important.
That's right.
It's not that you don't like the other one, but you have to prioritize, you say.
Yeah, and I'll just have to find a less time-consuming way to exercise, because exercise is still important.
You still need to do it, right?
Yeah.
Maybe you have to walk to work or something, other way. Okay.
Exercise.
What about you? What activities do you feel like?
Well, for me, I'm still figuring that out, too, because I'm in a new place in life, having just moved to Taiwan. But definitely Skyping with family resonated with me because it's very important to me that I stay connected with my family and people who are close to me back in the United States. So I'm going to have to allocate some time for that while still...
Man, don't you want to see the country and know more about where you live?
While still seeing more of the country, I really want to learn Mandarin. And I also want to do well at this new job that I have just started. So I have a lot of priorities that I need to figure out how to allocate well.
Well, you're spending one right now. Be being in the studio. That's good. Good way to, you know, even at work, it talks about prioritizing. You have 8 hours at work. But in work, there's certain things you can also choose to do. You can choose to have lunch with certain people, or you can choose to have a longer or shorter committee meeting. Maybe you don't need to spend that long. Maybe you can make the meeting shorter. So I think you have to prioritize your time, even at work, don't you?
Oh, most definitely. When you're...
If you have a project.
Yeah, if you're working on a project, you need to know what parts are going to take longer than others and be ready to allocate more time to those parts, you know? So
that's very important.
That's just being, you know, intelligent and being efficient with your time. So
that's the very first block, is to find out what activities matter to you and what things need to get done, and prioritize your time. Well, let's find out what number two is today, because here's the second one that they recommend for us to take control of. Let's read number two.
Two, identify your blocks. Be honest. Do you spend an hour or two scrolling through Facebook and Instagram every day? Are you spending time with people that you don't really like, just to please them? Are there meetings you attend that you can politely decline? It's time to get real about the hours that add up to a lot of dissatisfying nothing. Think instead of how you can eliminate daily activities that are not useful and replace them with things that satisfy you.
Well, the first thing says to be honest. And sometimes it's hard to be honest with ourselves, because we try to do what other people want us to do and say, well, now what do you really want to do? Try to think about what you really feel and what you really mean.
Right. Yeah. I think the key here is a lot of people say they don't have time, but, you know, when you really think about it, someone invites you to a movie, you're like, oh, sure, I'll go, you know, or, hey, you know, so-and-so's in town, you want to have dinner? Oh, sure. Well, where did that time come from? You just said you have no time.
Yeah, I think one...
And I might ask him what the movie is before I say sure.
I think one of the things that I'm noticing is people don't like to be wrong, and they don't like to acknowledge their own faults. Now, obviously, that being a blanket general statement, it's not always true, but we like to think that if there is something that goes wrong, it's not our fault and it's something outside of our control. So when we say, you know, oh, I don't have time, that's just a way of removing, like, you know, if there's something that's wrong, we don't want to be at fault for it, so we're
maybe
saying
you don't want, maybe you don't like to. You don't want to. You don't want to say, I don't want to go to the movie, but you, instead of saying that, you say, I don't have time. So we use it as an excuse sometimes, don't we?
Yeah, we do, definitely.
What do you think?
Absolutely. I think being honest with ourselves about our own weaknesses and being able to even go back and say, hey, I committed to this thing, but I wasn't really being honest with myself about what I need to get done this week and what my priorities are, so I'm going to have to ask for your grace and understanding as I back out of this. Sometimes we have to be honest with others and ourselves about the mistakes we've made and correct them.
Well, you know, things like Facebook and all, those are really good ways to keep up with people you don't usually see and everything. There's good things about it. But sometimes people spend too long on all that. And they don't really realize that it's taking up so much of their precious time. So you have to kind of figure out how much time you're going to spend on those kind of things. And also, being with people that you don't like to, because somebody asks you and you say, I'll do it, like you said, sometimes you're going to just have to tell them, well, I really have other things I have to do. You have to be honest about it, don't you?
Absolutely. And in many ways, it's almost the same as saying I don't have time, but it's just taking a little bit more responsibility. Like Brendan was saying, you're not saying, well, I don't have time, this other force is, you know, controlling me, I just, you know, I'm a victim to it. No, you just say, no, I know that I have some other things that has to get done. I'm making that decision that as much as I would enjoy spending time with you or these, you know, I appreciate the invite, I have other priorities and I'm going to take control of making sure that those things are done first.
Well, in the next sentence, which is, are there meetings that you attend that you can politely decline? Now, a lot of times you can't if it's an office meeting or a business meeting, but there's outside organizations that always ask you to come, and you go to them. There's many, many kinds of good organizations you could go to, and they want you to go to a meeting about this and that. So you have to decide which ones are important to you. A lot of people go to church activities because they want to get there and have that fellowship. Others go to clubs like, you know, Rotary, and oh, there's so many outside things you can do. And you have to decide which ones you want to spend your time on, mm-hmm. which ones are important to you. So you have to get real about the hours that you spend doing things you don't want to do and say, I think I'm going to have to just not join that club.
Yeah, or just maybe say, for this week, I'm not going to go to that particular meeting. I don't have time for this week.
Or concert or whatever it is, right.
Yeah, I need to spend my time differently for this week. Maybe next week as well, but the week after then, I'll be able to come back resume the activities as normal.
So you have to think about how you can eliminate, which means to get rid of daily activities that are not very useful, and then replace them with something else that you really think is important. So this has to do with prioritizing your subjects, doesn't it?
I do really like the phrase get real, because ultimately as well, not everything that we could possibly do out there that we think sounds fun or sounds important can we realistically prioritize in a way that's going to fit into those 24 hours, 7 days a week. You know, we have to be real about our limitations as humans, the limitation of time, and say we have control over prioritizing what things can fit, but we also have to be real about we're going to have to let some good things go so that the most important things happen.
That's true, and time is very important. In fact, even on radio programs, because the time is up. So when the time's up, we have to stop talking, isn't that right?
That's
so
right.
We have to figure out what things are important to talk about.
That's right.
And we have to constantly think about what is important to us and to you in your life. So think about this and come back for the final two steps that might help you take back control, and we'll all be here to join you tomorrow as we finish the lesson about time is on your side. So it's time to go now. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.